Many blessings to you all, and welcome to your journey in faith with the Reverend Dr. Amos Chewachong. Our text for reflection is John 3:31 to 36. The Gospel according to St. John chapter 3, verse 31 to 36. He has come from above and is greater than anyone else. We are of the earth, and we speak of earthly things, but he has come from heaven and is greater than anyone else. He testifies about what he has seen and heard, but how few believe what he tells them. Anyone who accepts his testimony can affirm that God is true, for he is sent by God. He speaks God's words, for God gives him the Spirit without limit. The Father loves his Son and has put everything into his hands. And anyone who believes in God's Son has eternal life. Anyone who doesn't obey the Son will never experience eternal life, but remains under God's angry judgment. My theme for reflection is heaven's voice and earth's call. Heaven's voice and earth's call. In the busyness of life, it is easy to overlook the simplicity of the gospel. Believe in the Lord Jesus Christ and you will be saved. Acts 16, verse 31. Yet within that simplicity lies an eternal truth that calls for our attention, our faith, and our obedience. In John 3:31 to 36, we see John the Baptist, who once proclaimed, "He must increase, but I must decrease," continuing to magnify Christ. His words challenge us to consider who Jesus is, why his words are trustworthy, and what it means to believe in him. John paints a compelling picture of Christ's unparalleled authority, beginning with his divine origins. He who comes from above is above all. Unlike any earthly figure, Jesus speaks with the authority of one who has first-hand knowledge of heaven. His words are not shaped by speculation, human tradition, or limited understanding. They follow directly from what he has seen and heard in the very presence of God. This assertion establishes Jesus as the ultimate and trustworthy guide in spiritual matters. In our lives, we instinctively seek credible authority. We trust a doctor to navigate a medical crisis or a pilot to land a plane safely because of their expertise. Similarly, Jesus' authority in matters of life and eternity is unparalleled because it comes directly from God. Yet John observes the tragic irony. No one receives his testimony. This rejection of Jesus reflects humanity's deep struggle with submission to divine authority and trust in God's plan. It is a reminder of how often pride or fear can blind us to the truth. Receiving Jesus' words, however, is not just an acknowledgement of his authority. It is an affirmation of God's faithfulness. John declares, "Whoever receives his testimony sets his seal to this, that God is true." To believe in Jesus is to embrace the reality of God's ultimate authority and his redemptive plan. Jesus is not merely a messenger of God. He speaks the very words of God because God sent him. His ministry is filled by the Spirit, given to him without measure, for he whom God has sent utters the words of God, for he gives the Spirit without measure. Every aspect of Jesus' life, his miracles, teachings, and perfect obedience confirms the reliability of his testimony and the fullness of his divine mission. This passage reaches its climax with a call to faith and obedience. Whoever believes in the Son has eternal life. Whoever does not obey the Son shall not see life, but the wrath of God remains on him. Verse 36. Faith in Jesus is not merely an intellectual agreement or passive belief. It is a wholehearted trust that naturally leads to obedience. This verse presents a stark contrast. To believe in Jesus is to receive the eternal life he offers, a life defined by love, grace, and unshakable hope. To reject him, however, is to remain under the weight of God's righteous judgment, cut off from the life only he can give. This passage challenges us to reflect deeply on our response to Jesus. His words carry the authority of heaven. His life demonstrates the truth of God, and his call invites us into a transformative relationship with him. Faith is not just a momentary decision. It is an enduring trust that shapes our actions, priorities, and ultimate hope. As we listen to Christ's testimony, may we embrace the eternal life he offers and live in joyful obedience to his call. My dear friends, in a world saturated with competing voices, discerning truth can feel overwhelming. Social media platforms, new outlets, and personal opinions flood our minds daily, often drowning out the voice of God. Yet, as John reminds us, Jesus' words carry divine authority unmatched by any human wisdom. Tom Wright captures this truth beautifully. The authority of Jesus is not the authority of a tyrant forcing submission, but of a shepherd drawing his sheep to safety. In a time when authority is often misused, Jesus invites us to trust him because his authority is rooted in love and truth. Belief in Jesus is not an abstract idea. It is a transformative commitment. It means letting his voice guide our decisions, shape our values, and direct our lives. Obedience to Christ is not burdensome but liberating, as it aligns us with God's perfect will. There are two questions for reflection. Number one, in what areas of your life do you struggle to submit to Christ's authority? And how can you grow in trust and obedience? Number two, how does acknowledging Jesus' divine origins and trustworthy testimony deepen your faith and shape your daily decisions? Heavenly Father, we thank you for sending your Son, Jesus Christ, who speaks with the authority of heaven and brings life to all who believe in him. Help us to receive his testimony with faith and to live in obedience to his words. Forgive us for the times we have turned to lesser voices or resisted your call. Fill us with the Holy Spirit that we may follow Christ boldly and share his truth with others. May we find joy in knowing that through him we have eternal life. We ask this in the name of Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord. Amen. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be and abide with us all, now and forevermore. Amen.